The Troy City Council last night approved an almost $75 million budget for 2020. And for the average homeowner, it will cost about $78 more for taxes and a solid waste fee. The budget is up $1.2 million from last year. Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden says that's due mostly from mandated costs and obligations, including contracts with city employees and contributions to the police and fire department pensions.
It was another difficult budget year for us, and but we're delighted it was passed on a bipartisan vote. It's our fourth structurally balanced budget. It's below the state mandated cap. This one, like the three before it, received the approval of the New York State Comptroller's Office. Because we went through the MAC refinancing years ago, our proposed budgets are subject to scrutiny by the Comptroller's Office. Not every municipality has to jump through those hoops, but they keep a close eye on us. So, again, it's a budget with no tricks or gimmicks. It's sound. It's prudent. It does include a couple of new things in there. We have some additional staff in Parks and Recreation, as well as in code enforcement. Those were themes that we heard throughout the year from residents and neighbors, so we try to be responsive to those wishes within, you know, prudent fiscal guidelines. We also included more money for public safety, including a second set of turnout gear for the fire department. That was an item that caught some attention this year as well. It makes sense. We're able to do that in the 2020 budget, so we're delighted to do that. No change in the water and sewer rates. We've kept them stable for another year. All told, between the tax increase and the solid waste fee, for the average homeowner in the city of Troy, it's an increase of about $6.50 a month.
The mayor of Troy, Democrat Patrick Madden, the city council president, Republican Carmela Mantello, was critical of the trash fee included in the new city budget.